stacked, and then it had a cover over it.
Stacked around a pole, you mean?
Over to keep the water off of it, mm-hmm. cover-like.
Did you ever see anything using four poles and put the hay in between them, maybe on a platform or something?
I guess that would be... we never had that, and I don't remember ever seeing one, but there probably is something like that.
Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, when you first cut the hay, back before they would bale it, you know, before they had baling, they'd cut the hay and they'd let it dry and they'd rake it up in little piles. Do you ever hear a name for those little piles?
No.
Like, cock or heap or rick or doodle, shock of hay?
Shock of hay.
I've heard that.
Well, that's, you know, just a big lot of hay.
Mm-hmm. And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back the same year, so you can cut it again, you call that the?
Mowing the hay.
Okay. And the place where you store corn is called a?
Where you store the corn crib.
Was that part of the barn or a separate
building? Yeah, that's included in it probably. You could put it in the same. We had the corn, and then we had a shed like over to the barn that put hay in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a place for peanuts.
There is a lot of peanuts around here?
Oh, it seemed like the peanuts was in the attic, in the shed, over the barn, the barn was like this, seemed like, and there was a good deal of space up there.
Mm-hmm.
Corn was down here on the floor, and then like this, and then up there was the peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd climb up in that place with a ladder, or there was a ladder driven to put to the wall, and you could climb up in.
Uh-huh. What did you call that place?
The loft.
Uh-huh. And did you ever hear of a place for storing grain?
Oh yeah, grain. You had grain bins.
Mm-hmm.
Bins.
Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Granary. Well, I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is because I've never been around any.
Uh-huh. And say if you had some cotton planted that would grow out in a
field.
What's the difference between a field and a patch?
Well, not any, only that sometimes you'd speak of a smaller place as patch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like out in the potato patch,
mm-hmm.
you know, not the field, not such a big acreage, but potato patch and turnip patch,
mm-hmm.
I think, like that.
What kinds of fences did people used to have?
Well, they had rail fences mostly when I was growing up on the farm. But the later years they used wire.
What kinds of wire fences?
Barbed wire.
Hmm?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
You know what barbed wire is?
With the points on it?
Mm-hmm.
If you were setting up a fence like that, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Well, not for rail fence, but you would for wire, for barbed wire fence.
How would you set one up?
Well, you just dig a deep hole and put a post in it and fill it up and knock it down real good and